Somali refugees clap, dance, and practice a karaoke song in a tightly secured apartment building in Pretoria. They are part of a group called the 11 Brothers. They initially grew from a soccer team in southern Somalia, and now they are 14 members. They usually perform at local wedding ceremonies and other Somali diaspora events. A Somali friend who lives in the United States also sends them beats to make hip-hop songs. One song called The Motherland was a hit back in Somalia. Band leader Abdul Qadir, who fled Somalia by foot several years ago, explains the group's motivation.
Mostly we talk about is kind of love, peace, and even we talk about the problem back home in Somalia, whereby we criticize these, you know, warlords and, you know, these extremists who is, you know, making the Somali country worse than it before. Like Al-Shabaab, which is not part of our culture, and what they are doing is totally against our religion and our culture.
The song's popularity also led to email and phone threats against the 11 brothers. They say even though they fled Somalia, they still feel unsafe. And the threats do not just come from Somalia, but from South African gangs as well, who target immigrant market vendors. In June, Qadir says the band's main sponsor, Rahman, was shot in the head and killed by a thief who stole his store money.
He was the one who was helping us and through financial and everything. And he was our elder brother like this, because most of us, we are young, something to do, 25, 26. He was more older than us, but he was supporting us very hardly. So it's a great loss to the group.
Previously, they say another band member was killed in similar circumstances, while another was killed in a bus crash. Qadir gives a tour of a new shop group members have recently opened in a much safer neighborhood of Pretoria. The shop is also called 11 Brothers.
We sell small products like groceries. This is our source of income as 11 Brothers. Because down there in the environment settlement is insecure. We feel a little bit safer here, like we can make a business here.
By pooling their resources and living frugally, the 11 Brothers say they can afford working and living in this more expensive area of Pretoria. It also has a big local mosque where they pray and a large Muslim population which shops at their store. The 11 brothers also find time to play soccer in their gated courtyard, the activity which initially brought them together back in Somalia. Band member Hamza Mohammed, who is 25, says he accepts the plight of being a refugee as long as he can stay safe.
You have to accept because you don't have a country, you don't have a government. You have to accept to be a refugee, you know. You are not refusing that you are refugees. We are happy to be a refugee. If you can get us safe, if you can get a better life, you know.
Soccer has become their secondary activity now, as their game stops and quickly breaks out into more clapping and an impromptu song. When Somalia becomes safer, the 11 brothers say they hope they will have survived South Africa and will be able to return with some savings and a few more diaspora musical hits. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Pretoria. Yeah, but it's good, my girl. Oh, baby.